This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home. Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and everyone knows the show. We usually focus on events, festivals, things going on at local farms in the area. We're big into supporting the local agriculture scene. But a lot of that would not happen with that thing that was buzzing around while you were picking apples, the lovely bee. Joining me this morning is Eric Mason, Executive Director of Save the Bee, to mention a cool partnership they got going on and all the things they're doing. Eric, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Joey. It's great to be here and welcome to everybody out there listening.
So, you know, we can give the 50,000-foot buzzing view. What is Save the Bee? What is the mission plan, I guess you could say?
Sure. Save the Bee is an organization that is really trying to become the voice of the bee. And what I mean by that is, you know, we associate so often bees with honey, but we've sort of buried the lead there. Bees are really a keystone species. What that means is if bees are gone, we lose one out of every three bites of food that we eat. That includes our morning coffee. That includes strawberries, those apples that you were talking about earlier. And in addition to that, it also includes our milk and our cream, because bees also pollinate alfalfa. Alfalfa, it becomes hay. Hay feeds cows and our livestock, and that's the cream that goes in your coffee as well. So bees are a critical species. Save the Bee is out to really bring that story to a larger audience, and in doing so, help people find ways to save the bee. Bees are in crisis, and so our job is really to try to make sure people know that story. And then what we do sort of technically is we plant pollinator habitat around the country so that bees are more healthy. We fund the research, and then we do things like this. We try to help people understand and know more about the bee. So education and awareness.
And that's one of the things, you know, everyone, my son is deathly afraid of bees. Like, he will run at speeds I've never seen that child move to avoid bees. I keep trying to explain to him, like, they're not out to get you. They're just kind of doing their job. They're looking for things to pollinate. They're looking for a new home. Like, they're just doing what they do. People are extremely afraid of bees. Like, how do you get people to get over that and understand bees are good? They're your friend.
Well, I think part of this comes, I mean, I was like your son. I was afraid of bees when I was a kid. I put bees in air quotes. Your audience can't see that. But, you know, most bee stings, again, in air quotes, are actually not from a bee. A bee is a herbivore. They're after the honey or the nectar that's in a flower and the pollen that's in the flower. Wasps and hornets, however, are carnivores, and they can sting repeatedly. So there's been a little bit of research on this, but they say that 80 to 90% of bee stings are actually not bee stings at all. They're hornets and wasp stings. So if you're out in a garden and you're looking at bees, the bees actually could care less about you. And tell your son, I go into my beehives and I'll deal with 50 to 60 to 100,000 bees without a suit. And the bees really don't even care. And I'm in their hive. I'm in the colony. when you're walking through a garden, a bee may come up to you, but they're going to quickly recognize they have five eyes. A bee has five eyes. They can see pretty quickly you're not a flower, as pretty as you might be, but they're going to go and opt for something else. So really the great thing to do with the bee is not to swat it, just take a step back, and that bee will quickly decide it wants to go someplace else. So education is the first piece, is that we need to learn and to sort of settle back into the space where we actually look at what's going on in nature and observe and say, oh, that's a wasp and a hornet, and I'm holding a hot dog, and so it's really excited about that, whereas the bee is not going to be interested in that at all. So I think that's one of the things. We have this sort of classic view of the picnic where we're out there, we're all having our hamburgers, and all of a sudden there's bees swarming. Well, those aren't bees. Those are wasps and hornets, because they're interested in the smell of meat. And as it turns out, that's actually what we're made of as well. So you get stung, and they're also quite aggressive, and bees are not. Bees are quite docile and generally very, very friendly unless you're threatening them in their colony.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen up here, like the swarming and stuff like that. And I don't know why, for some reason, this time of the year, all my social media feeds are just inundated with people, you know, relocating beehives or opening up beehives and just relocate. It's like my wife thinks I'm weird for just, I'll sit there and watch them, because I'm like, it's just fascinating. Like, the bee is just a little fascinating flying insect that wants to do its own thing. It doesn't want to be bothered. And it's like you said, it's providing, what was it, one in every three bites of food that we're consuming. So they play
one
a major
in every three
role.
Bites. Yep, 70 to 80% of our global agriculture relies on bees. So a huge amount. I mean, just start looking around and understanding that there's so many things. Again, coffee beans are pollinated by bees or coffee plants. And so just so many of the staples that we think of, we wouldn't have. And sort of in the adjacent space, while wheat is wind pollinated, having a healthy environment, so this carbon sequestration, the things that bees do to make sure that the surrounding environment is healthy, when bees pollinate plants produce more seeds, those seeds fall to the ground and create a richer biodiverse environment, which then feeds the soil, reduces erosion, helps that wheat and other things that aren't even pollinated by bees become healthier and stronger. So they're literally intricately tied into the health of our planet and our own human health as well.
And one of the things you guys do, like you said, a lot of education, and it's the partnering. I'm looking on the website now, savethebee.org, and there's a lot of information here. It's very well laid out, but the partnerships you guys are creating to spread awareness and to spread that education is massive.
Yeah, it's a big part of what we're trying to do. And here's the thing. Since World War II, the food industry in America has really changed. You know, there used to be about 6 million beehives in America. Today there's about somewhere between 2.5 and 3. So we have less bees in America, but the bees that we've got are doing more work. And here's the reason. As anybody who's traveled across the country or knows anything about how food is grown these days, we create large swaths of land and we plant single crops. They call this monocropping. And what beekeepers do today is they don't make their money from honey. They make their money by putting their beehives on the back of a flatbed truck and driving them around the country to pollinate these monocropped fields of food. And so this is the new ecosystem of the honeybee, and it puts the bees at stress and it puts them at risk because they're exposed to pesticides and herbicides, obviously, but then also just being on the road, and they're feeding on a single crop. And so this really puts them at greater risk. And so it's one of the things that we're trying to do to educate not just the general population, but getting companies like Bragg involved, who understand that the health of the bee is directly related to our human health. And of course, they have a great product that's a healthy product that want people to be more healthy by using it. This kind of partnership, and it really is going to take corporations getting involved to say, hey, look, we're getting these apples. It's really important that we create an environment that's not just apples, but it's an actual ecosystem, mm-hmm. something that's healthy and fulfilling and efficacious to the humans that are working there, the product that's produced, and that plot of land is sustaining biodiversity even during the time when the apples aren't necessarily on the tree and being harvested. And so that's why this kind of partnership is really important. We need corporations to align with us to do this work, or frankly, we'll never get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there was the bee movie. I'm sure you've seen it. Like, the bees are the unpaid workers of any farm, but without them, the farm ceases to exist.
Yeah, 100%.
So now,
and I will say this too: it's not just the honeybees. You know, there's 4,000 varieties of wild bees in the United States and 20,000 globally. So there's a lot of other bees. Sometimes, if you take a close look and you watch what's happening on the head of a flower sometimes, you'll see a lot of Western honeybees there. But if you look closely, you'll see bees that, you'll see a little bee up there pollinating that's green. You'll see bumblebees out. You'll see other types of bees, and you'll be amazed at the different varieties of bees. I mean, we got lots of bird watchers probably listening. Try to do some bee watching sometime. It's actually quite fascinating, all the different varieties that you can see, even in your own backyard.
Yeah, I know. We have in a rock wall, we have our bumblebees that reside in our rock wall for the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And then that's we have cool. A yellow jacket nest that resides in the other side of the backyard. the yellow jackets are just mean. I don't know. Those things are evil and wasps. Like, that's a whole nother thing. But the flying pandas, yep, I like to call them, are a miracle of nature. How a bumblebee actually can fly is just an amazing thing. It should not be feasible.
Yep. Yeah, bees are crazy. They can fly forwards and backwards and hover in the air and do some things that just seem like shouldn't be able to be done.
So now, you know, we touched on the mass production of bees for, you know, giant massive farms. Has beekeeping in people's back, like, I'm thinking back, let's go back a little bit to that horrible time we all called COVID. Like, did you see an insurgence of people maybe trying to take up some apiaries in their backyard and get into this a little bit more?
You know, we didn't see a huge jump. We did see, obviously, people were at home. Then there was, yes, we did see a little bit of a increased interest during that time, but it wasn't as significant as you might think. People weren't suddenly just saying, "Hey, I got to get a beehive in my backyard." And honestly, being a beekeeper is a lot of work. It's very hard work. I can tell you from experience. I have three hives in my backyard, and it's not up there with taking care of a dog or a pet, but it's pretty close at certain times of the year. You need to watch the bees. You talked about swarming earlier. You know, bees swarm because they outgrow the size of their hive, and they swarm. That's how they're essentially reproducing. They swarm for a variety of reasons, but generally it's because they're reproducing. So they're saying, "Hey, there's not enough room here. We got to find another spot, or this hive is splitting. We've got a new queen, and half the hive's leaving." So you've got to manage that, and you've got to manage the varroa mites, which are a constant danger to the Western honeybee. There's pests that can get into your beehive. So it's a ton of work. So what we always suggest, and what we did see, is that people took more time, and you know this from the data as well. During COVID, people spent a lot more time in their backyards doing work in their backyard. So what we encourage, unless you really have a passion to keep bees in your backyard, it's just as helpful to plant local habitat, to do just little things. I talked about all those different types of bees that are out there. Many of those bees, almost all those bees, are solitary bees or live in small communities. Often they live on the ground. They often, like your bumblebee is an example, you said it's in a rock wall, but they often will be in the ground. They'll burrow into the ground like many bees do. So when you rake your leaves in the fall, you may be disturbing a bee that's getting ready to go down for the winter. So leaving your leaves on the ground and letting some parts of your yard run a little wild, it's less work. Also, you don't have to pull as many weeds. I often make a case for the humble dandelion, because dandelions are seen as this scourge, but they are some of the most important or an important source of food. And so pollen and nectar for a bee early in the spring before anything else is blooming. And I always tell people, look, I'm going to give you a no-brainer for your backyard. This is going to mean less weeding for you. Just let some of your dandelions go, because the bees need that. That's a food source for a bee. And that food, of course, ultimately is going to do amazing things. It's going to make sure the beehive's healthier, so it's going to pollinate the rest of your garden in the summer when everything is blooming. It's also going to get you that honey at the end of the season that everyone likes so much.
But, I mean, if someone's got some room, they can plant a dandelion garden. You know, two birds, one stone type thing.
Or local wildflowers, or just, there's all sorts of things that grow up that have a bloom on them that we don't think about. I'll give you another one just for people who have a garden. You know, we often talk about We plant an herb garden with, let's say, basil. And as soon as the basil starts to bolt, again, in air quotes, we cut it back. Well, that bolting means it's about to flower. And a flowering basil plant, while it may not be as effective for you, is incredibly effective for a bee, because they want that bloom. So when we cut it back, when we manicure, you know, if we're obsessive compulsive, we're manicuring everything in our backyard, we're not creating a friendly environment for the wildlife that also wants to live side by side with us. And in this case, the bee and other pollinators.
Yeah, because I have there's a spot in my backyard. I was thinking as you were saying that, like, I've been trying to figure out, the only thing that seems to grow back there is poison ivy. So
Okay, we'll cut that back.
I'm like trying to figure out what.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To do back there. So one of those, you know, natural, you know, residential flower garden, shall we say, with native plants and stuff like that, kind of in the back corner. Let it do its thing. Let it just run wild, if you will. It'll probably stomp out a lot of the poison ivy because it'll outcompete it for sunlight, but it'll give that area of the yard, the bees, somewhere to go hang out and be, no pun intended. My son probably will be fine because they'll be farther in the backyard.
Yeah, and one of the things I would encourage you and your audience to do is if you head up to your Home Depot or wherever you're buying your plants or your seeds, pull your local gardener aside and ask them, the person at the store, and say, hey, are these bee-friendly plants and seeds? A lot of seeds these days are actually coated with a neonicotinoid, which is essentially a pesticide that's actually coated onto the seed. But there are ways to get these seeds without that coating. Or even if you're getting them in the little plastic containers, sometimes they will be pre-treated with the pesticide. When you go to the store, ask for things that are pollinator friendly and that haven't been pre-treated. You just want the plant. Because what research has shown is that pesticide actually represents in the plant, it actually gets into the fiber of the plant, represents in the pollen and represents in the nectar. And the bees take that back to their hive. And the research is showing is that's affecting bee gut health. And their gut health, much as like our own gut health, if it's not good, it keeps us from absorbing the nutrients that we need. And then that weakens the hive. And then when a hive is weakened, it's more susceptible to the pathogens and the varroa mites that I mentioned earlier. So when you go to the store, it's a simple question. Hey, I want a pollinator friendly plant and I want to know that these seeds have not been treated. And that's a great way to be a beekeeper, in quotes, without having a beehive in your backyard, something that everybody can do.
This is why I thought it would be a great thing to talk to you. Like things like that, I never knew. That's very interesting. I appreciate that, Eric.
No problem. My pleasure.
So again, Eric Mason, he's the executive director of Save the Bee. They've got some great partnerships. Like you were saying, they just joined up with Bragg, the apple cider vinegar. You know, if apples didn't exist or it was tougher to get apples, Bragg might have a problem. And a lot of businesses, like you said, are realizing a lot of these things depend on the lonely non-paid worker of the bee. So what you guys are doing and with companies like Bragg and just the amazing amount of other companies that have joined you guys, I appreciate them realizing that without the bees, we wouldn't have a lot of these things. I'm digging the flowers in the backyard. I think I'm going to do that. I always found beekeeping fascinating. I just thought it was really cool. I mean, like you said, you know, you can go out there without your hood on. The bees are friendly people. They're not there to bother you. They're just doing what they want to do. Think of it when you're at work. You don't want to be bothered. You just want to do what you are there to do. So again, Eric Mason, Executive Director of Save the Bee. Check out the website, savethebee.org. It's one little step at a time to keep the bees employed and keep our flowers and produce and everything else tied to it. When you have that sip of coffee in the morning, remember a bee added to that cup of coffee. Eric, I thank you for joining me this morning.
Joey, thanks so much for letting me be on your show, and thanks to companies like Bragg that are out there helping us get this job done, and to you as well for sharing this message. I really appreciate it.
No, I mean, we're a very big agriculture show, a lot of farms in this area. I talk to them a lot, different events, and it's like I thought about it, and I was like, you know, a lot of these farms would not be doing what they're able to do, whether it's a strawberry festival or raspberry festival, you know, apple time of the year in New England, God forbid, you know, if the apples weren't in New England, people would be losing their minds, and it's all to the lone little bee just doing what they do day in and day out. So we got to support them.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Eric, because it's things like this and all the little bees flying around right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.